Canada flags flew proudly on June 6 at Juneau Beach, one raised each minute to mark the sacrifices made by veterans. William Seyfried of Guelph was one of the 13 Canadian veterans who returned to Normandy last month to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day. It was the first time being back for the 77-year Legion member and current member of Branch 234 in Guelph, since he helped to liberate the region so many decades ago. "The memories made during the visit," Seyfried said, "are unbelievable. You just couldn't imagine how wonderful it was. You couldn't believe it. To see it, how it looks today, everything was so beautiful," he said. At just 18, Seyfried was placed with the Canadian Regina Rifle Regiment. On his way to London, England, he was informed he was being sent to the front lines in France as infantry, without any training as a rifleman. One of three living Regina Rifle veterans, Seyfried, 99, was the only one able to be present for the unveiling of a special statue honoring the regiment at the 80th anniversary of D-Day. "Regina Rifle Day was very special with the unveiling of the statue," said Seyfried's daughter, Linda Gilham, who made the trip to Normandy with her father. "Dad received a medallion. And he was able to reconnect with the Regina Rifles who were there. He met 17 of the young reserves who made the trip to Holland. That was a real highlight for him." The Regina Rifles fought in France before moving through Belgium, at the Leopold Canal, eventually helping to liberate Holland before pushing forward into Germany. The Colonel-in-Chief of the Regina Rifles, Princess Anne, was one of the many dignitaries Seyfried met at the anniversary celebrations. "She came up and put her hand on me. I thought I should bow to her, but she stuck out her hand, so I could not do anything else. I had a couple conversations with her," Seyfried said. Gilham said when her father talked of the dignitaries he met, he wasn't kidding. "Princess Anne said she wanted to talk with the veterans. Dad had a private audience with her in a separate room. She sat with Dad, they talked and laughed at length." Seyfried said the whole experience was really something. "They sit you down with all these big fellas. And then there's little old me sitting in the middle of them." Seyfried met and received recognition from other dignitaries, including Prince William, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of France, Gabriel Attal, the Minister of Veterans Affairs, Petitpas Taylor, a number of provincial premiers, as well as mayors from Juneau Beach and nearby towns. "Dad was probably going on adrenaline because he was full speed ahead every day we were there," Gilham said. "You just couldn't expect what would happen next. The veterans were the stars of everything. Dad had people from many countries talking with him, giving him pins, hugging him, taking pictures, and saying, 'Thank you.' It was a lot." Gilham said the whole experience with her father could not have been more special. "It was just over the top. We went from one town to another, with a motorcade clearing the way. They made way for the veterans. The whole thing was incredible," she said. Gilham said Veterans Affairs looked after everybody and thought of everything to mark the special occasion. "Our hotel was high up, with big French doors looking over beautiful hills and valleys. Every day, there was something new and something special," she said. Seyfried could never have imagined meeting so many people. "Everyone wanted a picture of Dad. I don't know how, but the smile never came off of his face. He smiled so much," she said. "He says he has never received such appreciation and attention." Seeing the hills, Seyfried said he remembers how challenging they once were. Being there years later, it all looked so peaceful. "Everything was perfect. There wasn't a single flaw. The beach was beautiful, the countryside, and we had a front seat on the bus," he said. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau recognized Seyfried during his address at the anniversary celebration. The Prime Minister mentioned a grenade landing at Dad's feet. "Dad threw it back saying, 'Not today.' I had goosebumps. I couldn't believe he was talking about Dad. He knew Dad's story," Gilham said. Both the French and Canadian Prime Minister asked Seyfried if there was anything in particular that he wanted to do at Juneau Beach. I said I'd like to go to the beach and touch the sand, Seyfried said. Back in Guelph, keepsakes and memories fill Seyfried's living room, including an 80th anniversary medal from the Canadian government, a variety of medallions, coins, and a jar of sand from Juno Beach. The last night at Juno Beach, the 13 flagpoles with Canadian flags came down and were folded, Gilham said. Dad was number 6. I thought that's a great number because D-Day is on June 6th. Each flag was framed for each veteran to have, Gilham said. At the Bretteville-sur-Laye's Canadian War Cemetery, Seyfried was in awe of the flowers in front of and in between every grave. He hoped while there, to visit the grave of a fellow soldier from his regiment. We wanted to find a Regina rifleman at the cemetery. We knew they would be there. On average, they were all 19 to 21 year olds. It was heartbreaking. We did find one right near the front, Gilham said. The Regina Rifles said to Dad, if you ever need anything, call us. It was so special. He's been wanting to have that connection again. Seyfried has decided that this coming Remembrance Day, along with his daughter, he will make the trip to Regina. This was after Princess Anne asked if Dad had been to Regina since the war. Dad said he would like to go, Gilham said. She said, well, you've made it to France, I think you can make it to Regina.